The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates of Fuel Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
It's 11 trivia questions about TV show settings. I'll name the show, and my friends Jordan and Kreger from Wreck My Podcast will name the city the show takes place in. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? Welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. Comes out every single day. Hit subscribe and get those new episodes on your device daily. If you like trivia, you're in the right place. Speaking of places, I was just on the East Coast for a rad 24-hour excursion in Raleigh, North Carolina. I was talking about it on the other episodes this week, and the last couple days I had some episodes ready for you guys to go, so maybe you were listening to those, but I actually took the trip and came back, and it was crazy. Drove to Vegas, flew from Vegas to North Carolina, did the show, flew back later that day, and then drove back from Vegas to LA. So it was a crazy travel day. I was very tired when I got home, but there's nothing like doing a bunch of stuff and then getting paid and then putting your head on a pillow and being like, I did some stuff. So it was good. It was really fun. It was a really fun group. It was like a dental oral surgery company, and they did a big employee appreciation day. And we did a bunch of Minute to Win It games from the game show Minute to Win It. We did four games and some trivia. So I mixed in some trivia, but they wanted to do these like physical challenges. So one of them was you had to stack 36 cups in a pyramid and then get them all back down to one stack in under a minute. So we had teams of four doing that in like a relay. So four people had to do it on your team. And the first team that finished got 10 points, and then 8, and then 6, and then 4. So the challenges really kind of made the scores go up and down for certain teams. Some teams were really good at like the cup stacking thing, but then they were really bad at like another game where we had to, you know, blow up a balloon and let all the air out of the balloon and knock cups off the edge of a table. And then we did one where we had like cup pyramids of 6 cups, and you had to shoot from about 6 feet away with rubber bands to try and knock them all over. And that one was crazy because their fingers kept getting snapped and they're like, God, this hurts, but I got to keep going. And then we did one called Penny Tower, where you had to try and stack as many pennies in one single tower as you could in under a minute. So it was fun. It was a really good time. And we did some movie trivia and a confidence round to kind of close things out. But they had a great time. They were a great group. And they had a magician, like a tableside magician. And then I was like the trivia guy. And then they had like a sliders, like make your own sliders bar. So they had pulled pork and burgers and fries. It was pretty awesome. And it was my first time flying Spirit, which everyone tells me is a death trap. And here's my quick review of Spirit. It's pretty much the same as Southwest, except you have to pay separately for bags and carry-ons and drinks and stuff on the plane. But if you just need to get somewhere and you can bring your own stuff on the plane or you just can get through it, comfort-wise, it was no different, I thought, than like a Southwest flight. I felt like it was even a little bit wider. Like I had more room left to right. Not a ton of leg room or anything, but I don't know. I'm not ever super comfortable on any flight. I've never been on a flight where I'm like, this is paradise. So I feel like as long as you get there safely and it's not super expensive, then just do it. So I would totally fly Spirit again. Or not Spirit. What am I? Did I say Spirit? I always confuse Spirit and Frontier. I flew Frontier. So all these reviews are about Frontier. I've never flown Spirit. I hear that is actually a lot worse. So don't fly Spirit, but give Frontier a try, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And give this episode a try. This one's a fun one. It's got Jordan Zeilinger and my friend Kreger Kregenson. I don't know Craig's last name, but he is a ton of fun, and him and Jordan battle each other on this quick episode all about TV show settings. I'll name this the show, and then they're going to name the city. So play along with this one, see how many you can get against Jordan and Kreger from the Wreck My Podcast podcast, and check out their show. It's linked in the show notes, and you can go to wreckmypodcast.com to find out all about them. If you like nostalgia, and if you like my show, you're going to love Wreck My Podcast. All right, we're going to jump into those 11 questions on TV show settings right now. Here we go. Sitting here at one of my favorite places in the world, Pocock Brewing Company in Santa Clarita, California, with my two good friends, Kreger.
Hello.
And Jordan.
Hello.
How are we doing, guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Very robotic tonight. Thanks for hanging out. Is it cool that we record over here for a second?
We are doing very well.
You're recording your question.
What's that?
You're recording your question.
I know, but is that cool?
Todd
from Pocock Brewing Company.
He's cool.
He's cool.
And he approves us.
He approves this message.
He approves of this podcast.
He approves of everything we do. And we're going to do a quick episode, quick little podcast here. Speaking of podcasts, you guys both run a show called Wreck My Podcast. Tell me about it, Jordan.
Yeah, so we're half of Wreck My Podcast.
And also, Jordan runs it.
Okay.
I run Wreck My Podcast, and I have my friends on. So what it is we talk about nostalgia and stuff from like the 90s and the 80s and pop culture and all that fun stuff. So every week we cover a new topic and talk about, obviously, gay butter and stuff like that.
Yeah. I saw a title of a show recently, Gay Butter. What is the story behind that?
The story, we were talking about people who eat butter straight, and one of our guests on there said, well, I eat butter gay. And then we went off on how to eat butter gay.
Yeah. Well, if that's a preview or a trailer.
That is a trailer, yeah.
That I've ever heard that I've wanted to listen to.
You know what? It's kind of a slippery slope. So.
Covered in butter.
It is, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We are going to do a quick episode here on TV towns. So you guys said, give me a random topic. Let's do a quick episode. We'll do a battle. And I said, all right, let's do TV towns. So I'll give you the show. You tell me what town it takes place in, okay? Mm-hmm. So we got to come up with a buzz-in word for you guys to battle against each other. What's a fun word between the two of you?
Gay butter. Something
margarine.
Short.
Margarine.
How about wreck?
Wreck?
For Wreck My Podcast.
Very good. You should do some sort of Wreck-It Ralph crossover. Have you done something like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've called Pixar, but they're not returning my calls. Oh, okay. Does Pixar do Wreck-It Ralph?
I don't think... I think it's just Disney animation.
I also tried to call John C. Reilly, and he's not picking up the phone either.
Yeah, he's a pretty busy guy.
Yeah.
They're filming that Sherlock and Holmes. Watson sequel.
This generation's greatest film.
All right. Here we go, guys. TV Towns, you're buzzing in with Wreck. The first one is The Drew Carey Show.
Wreck.
Jordan.
Milwaukee.
Incorrect. Oh. Kreger, do you have a guess?
Dang. Cleveland.
It is Cleveland.
Yeah, dang it.
They say it in the theme song, Cleveland rocks.
Well, you know what?
Ohio.
Number two, CSI, the original CSI.
Mm. Kreger.
Kreger. Well, you buzzed in with your own name.
Wreck.
I love if that was your conscience. Just like, do it. Say it, man.
He's used to doing that on our show.
Love it.
Washington?
It is not Washington. CSI, the original. Jordan, any guesses?
New York.
Not far from here. Las Vegas.
Oh.
The original. Then they have Miami and New Orleans and New York. Number three, The League.
Jordan. Oh, the Wreck.
Why don't we just, hey guys, Wreck. Let's buzz in with your names.
Is it Kreger. Chicago?
It is Chicago.
Yeah. I knew that one.
And the restaurant that they use for the exterior of the bar they hang out in is actually a fancy kind of steak restaurant.
Ooh.
That Johnny Depp is known for tipping really high in, and I've eaten there once. It was the first time I ever had lobster, actually. I think it's called Gibson's.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
But like the setting on the show is like kind of a dirty sports bar, yeah, which is not what it's like.
Did they give you some gay butter with that lobster?
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of gay butter. Number four, Homicide, Life on the Street.
Do you remember Wreck.
Oh. Yes. Now we're back to buzzing in with Wreck. Okay, Kreger was first. What city for Homicide, Life on the Street?
New Orleans.
New Orleans is incorrect.
Los Angeles.
It is Baltimore.
Whoa.
Maryland. Homicide.
Maryland.
Number five, Cheers.
Oh, Wreck.
Yes.
It's Boston.
Boston. Yeah. There's your Boston answer.
I've never seen the
nice
show.
Nice job. Never saw one episode of Cheers?
No. Wow.
The pilot of Cheers is actually a really good pilot, and it was on for 10 seasons. So if you want to see why a show lasted so long, that's a good show to kind of check out.
Okay.
And the pilot. Real good. Number six, Laverne and Shirley.
Wreck.
Yes.
Milwaukee.
That's Milwaukee.
I keep wanting to say Jordan.
Can we get different shows?
Yes. What's a show you know?
Chuck.
Just the show, Chuck.
That's all he watches.
That's all he does is rewatch it now. That 70s show, Scrubs, How Much Mother, like all those, I'd get it right away.
Do they ever say where Scrubs takes place?
LA.
Is it supposed to be LA?
Really?
Yeah, because where they film Sacred Heart is actually kind of in like the NCAA.
But on the show, do they talk about like
We love.
We're here in Los Angeles.
I don't think they ever do.
They might not.
No, I don't think they ever do.
It's interesting. Number 7, The Big Bang Theory.
Krieger.
Krieger.
L.A.
Wreck.
Nah.
Burbank.
Nah.
Pasadena.
It is Pasadena.
I was one of them.
Naming all the cities. Number 8.
Altadena.
Grey's Anatomy.
Krieger. Jordan.
Oh.
Why do we keep saying Jordan?
This is awful.
You're losing your mind.
Oh, my gosh.
New York?
No.
It's Grey's Anatomy is Seattle.
It is Seattle. Yeah. Nice job.
These are shows I don't watch.
Number 9, The Golden Girls.
Oh.
Krieger.
Yes.
Florida.
Wreck.
It is Florida. That's not a city.
Miami.
It is Miami.
Yeah.
Number 10, The West Wing.
Wreck.
Yes.
It's Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And for 2 points, this is the 2-point question on TV towns. Is Quahog, Rhode Island in Family Guy a real town?
Wreck.
Yes.
Yes.
Krieger.
Wreck, no.
Yes. It is not a real town. Quahog, Rhode Island, based off of real places, but not a real place. And I would say, Krieger, you got 3 points, maybe? I didn't keep track. We can go over them real quick. You got Cleveland, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Nobody got Las Vegas.
No.
You got Chicago.
Yep.
Nobody got Baltimore.
No.
You got Boston.
Yeah.
You got Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You got Pasadena.
Yeah.
You got Seattle.
Yeah.
You got Miami.
Yeah.
You got Washington,
D.C. I think
D.C.
I won.
And Krieger got, so I think Krieger got 3 points, and you got, I think, 6 or
well,
7 points.
Yeah, I can't say a word, but I know where settings take place.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Job. Anything you guys want to plug or talk about? Tell us about, like, how people can become a patron of Wreck My Podcast.
Oh, yeah, of course. So on patreon.com.
What's your credit card?
Yeah.
Wreck My Podcast. We have some tiers where you can get stickers. You can get a little art square drawn by one of our guests. You can tell us what topic we have to do. And we also have merchandise on our website, wreckmypodcast.com. So you can go there and shop our merch. And we have a shirt with Krieger's face on it.
I mean,
that says, "Shut up, Krieger."
Honestly, who doesn't want me on their chest?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah, so you can get a sticker of that. You can get a shirt of it. You can get a mini skirt.
Leggings.
Socks. Which are my personal favorite leggings I own. Yeah, and then you can hear us just laugh at how we can't say the word wreck on our podcast. Oh,
and give me like maybe 3 or 5 things that you guys have talked about that you think people would like to listen to nostalgically. Like, what are
So nostalgic stuff, we do a lot of Nickelodeon stuff. So we did Rocco's Modern Life. We do TV theme songs, so we'll do episodes
which
where
I actually won the first one.
He did win the first one, so a lot of that's like Nickelodeon and Disney Channel.
So you guys
and
do
stuff
little
like
challenges
that. We do challenges
stuff
sometimes when not just topics.
We
but
want to bring that back a little bit.
We will. We did like Black Cauldron was one we did more recently.
Recommend that one.
Yeah, don't recommend that movie.
I rented it for my kid and she didn't want to watch it.
Yeah, it's not very
good. It's not good,
No. Okay. Revisiting was not very good. But yeah, we do a lot of fun stuff like that. We do some modern stuff too here and there. Like we did Endgame.
We've kind of mixed it up. It's almost been like 1 week we'll do something modern and in pop culture. And then, next week we'll do something kind of like
back. I love it.
Yeah, like, that's what we do. So. Yeah.
Very cool.
It's a mess over there.
And it's wreckmypodcast.com.
Wreckmypodcast.com. That'll take you to everything you need to go to. Yeah.
Fantastic. Guys, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Ryan.
You.
Boom. There it was, a fun battle with Jordan dominating Krieger in some TV show setting trivia. Check out their show, Wreck My Podcast, at wreckmypodcast.com or wherever podcasts are found. I think you will enjoy it if you dig this show. If you want to be on the show, like these two guys just were, send me an email, ryanbuds@gmail.com. Always looking for guests. Always looking for listeners that like the show to take over the show, like my friend Luke McKay is going to do later this week into the weekend. He recorded an episode, sent me all the files, and I'll post it as if he is the host of the show. So check that out. My wife, Ashley, will be doing some Anne Rice trivia in the next few days. So lots of fun guests, lots of guest hosting, and some fun, unique episodes coming along. Also, shout out to Brian Salyer, who did me a huge favor and wrote some really cool questions for some topics that were picked in our Patreon Google spreadsheet. So he said, "Hey, I saw you were behind on a few. I hope you can use these." And he sent me some Batman villain trivia and some cars in movies trivia. And those were two topics picked for my friends. Let's see who picked those. Famous cars for movies was Greg Hines, and villains. Was there Batman villains? Somewhere. Somebody picked Batman villains. There it is. It was Doug French. So Doug and Greg, you can thank Brian Salyer for the questions in those episodes. I'll record those this weekend and we'll put them out as well. Thank you guys so much for checking out the show. If you want to support it, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate a few bucks to help me keep this thing running every single day. Thanks for checking it out. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.